Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
The Purple Ninjas were doing their stinky laundry chores in the basement. Yes, even Purple Ninjas had chores to do around Dr. Stinky Breath's house. It was hard work keeping everything stinky. Well, stinky enough to please the evil doctor.
Hey, Steve, can you look at the supply closet for some stain spray? These shirts have really lost all their stains.
They lost their stains? Where'd they go? Should we make lost signs and hang them around town with our phone number?
What in the world are you talking about?
Well, I saw some posters hanging on telephone poles about a lost dog. Figured we should do the same if the stains are lost.
No, Steve, not that kind of lost. Just go look in the supply closet for some stain spray.
Steve walked to the other side of the basement towards the supply closet. He didn't spend much time down in their basement, as we're about to see the evidence of that in the supply closet.
Edwin, I think the spray bottles are gone forever.
They've been stolen? Let me see. And don't say my name, Steve.
Edwin the Purple Ninja looked inside the supply closet and saw that everything was still there. But it was covered, in spiderwebs.
What's the big deal, Steve? Just reach in there and grab one.
I don't like spiderwebs, and I definitely don't like spiders. Do you think there's spiders in there?
Well, Steve, the webs didn't make themselves.
Yeah, no way. I'm not doing it.
Move aside.
Edwin grabbed a broomstick and used it to clear away the spiderwebs.
There. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Well, you saved us. Can you imagine if cobwebs were unbreakable? Then we could never have gotten what we needed.
Unbreakable cobwebs?
I was just joking. Oh, no. Don't say I gave you an...
Steve, you gave me an idea.
Oh, no.
Looks like we're gonna need to collect some spiders to test this on.
I'm sorry, but that's not for me. I'm out of here.
Steve, wait. Come back here.
Meanwhile, Mr. Jim was out of town on vacation with his family, which meant Ava and Jaden were left in charge of headquarters. There was a lot of paperwork they needed to catch up on. Yes, paperwork. Kind of like homework. You know, sure, being a spy has its fun and exciting moments, but you always have to remember to document everything that happens. Hey, Jaden, how many nets did you use to catch those donut bandits on Thursday?
I think it was 3. No, wait. It was four. I almost forgot about the one. The first one, I accidentally blasted at a raccoon.
You did what to a raccoon? Oh, Ava, the raccoon's fine. I saw movement and I thought it was the donut bandit, but it wasn't.
The net got caught up in a tree, though.
Is it still up there?
Yeah, I think so.
Jaden, we can't just leave our gear out like that. We need to go get the net out of the tree and bring it back to HQ.
What?
Ava, you serious?
That's what the protocol says. And once you bring that net back, we can close out this file and move on to the next one.
You're kidding me, Ava. What do you mean the next one?
Yeah, Jaden, there's 3 more cases we need to finish the paperwork for. Just fly over to the park, get the net, and come back as fast as you can. I'll get started on the next one.
Which one is that? The case of the love bugs, of course.
Oh, Ava, can we skip that one? That one was so embarrassing. Yeah, Jaden, how's your old football helmet doing? Not funny, Ava. Not funny. Jaden grabbed his jetpack and blasted off out the door. Meanwhile, the purple ninjas were up in the stinky blimp lab testing their new spider web blaster. But these were not your ordinary spider webs.
Look at that down there, Steve. Our spider webs are covering that park.
Yeah, the kids are going to be pretty sad tomorrow when they learn they can't go on the swings.
Yeah, and let's block the slides too.
He blasted another giant spider web onto the slide, completely covering it.
What is going on, Purple Ninjas?
Oh, Buzz, you're gonna love this one.
Oh, yes, Steve? What is that you're holding?
Buzz, this is our concrete web blaster 5000.
What does it do?
Well, we re-engineered the spider web, kind of, to be completely unbreakable.
Unbreakable, eh? Wow, that, my purple ninjas, might be your best invention ever. How do we make the more?
We're gonna need to catch more spiders, to use them for the webs.
All right, purple ninjas. For what I have planned for this, we're going to need a lot more spiders. You better get catching.
Oh no! What in the world is going on with spider webs? Unbreakable spider webs and a web blaster and what in the world is going on? Is that something we should be worried about or I don't know. I'm not sure what's gonna happen next. But we'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating two birthdays. Drumroll, please.
Happy birthday, Carter, who's turning 6 years old. Carter loves soccer, word searches, and Ninja Turtles. Leonardo is his favorite. Whoa, Carter! I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 6th birthday, Carter. And next up we have...
Happy birthday, Philip, who's turning 4 years old. Philip loves visiting grandparents in South Carolina. Oh, that's where I live. And building with magnetiles. And hopes summer comes soon.
Oh, wow, Philip, I love all those things. And I agree, I hope summer comes soon.
Wow, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show, Philip. Happy 4th birthday.
Well, my friends, I hope you all have a super duper day. This is HQ, over and out.